It's a bright, windy day at the Deering Estate at Cutler in South Dade. A crowd of young dancers fills a long green lawn flowing down to Biscayne Bay, rushing in like a human wave. Choreographer Dale Andre is in charge.
With you, what I'd like is to walk through first everything you did at the last rehearsal, and then we're going to run it with the music, and then we'll go from there. Everybody ready? It's very wet out there. Now, I did tell everybody who's dancing not to wear their good shoes because we didn't know what the conditions would be. Today, it's very, very soggy.
Andre is preparing 80 student dancers for a show at Deering's Festival of the Arts. It's the Miami site of the National Water Dance Project. They'll join hundreds of dancers across the country in a simultaneous performance. Andre, the creator and organizer, has been working on the project for 2 years. She hopes to spark awareness and activism around water.
I think art speaks very loudly, and especially with young artists. I'm hoping that this will have an effect on them also, that in their own work as they proceed, they'll think about the environment as a place to create. And I'm looking for lasting effects not only for the audience but for the performers.
The environmental problems are much bigger than soggy sneakers, and they've been filling the news recently. From record-breaking drought in the western U.S. to Miami Beach streets that flood at high tide, low-lying Florida is especially vulnerable to rising sea levels. Dancer DeAndre Holton is a college sophomore at New World School of the Arts.
What we're doing here is bringing the community together from all ages and all aspects of South Florida and talking about an issue that we are all dealing with that most people don't recognize. We're so enthralled with the media and social things like that, what's going on in the government, when we don't really realize what's going on in our own backyard.
The Deering Festival is devoted to eco-art. The park has a number of environmental research and education programs. It's also provided natural inspiration.
In rehearsal the last time we were here, the dancers actually stopped dancing and they were looking into the water, and I realized they'd seen the manatees that were there. So we have a moment that brings all of them to the edge to look down into the water.
1,500 dancers in 28 states, from Alaska to Maine to Florida, will take part in water dance. Andre hopes they'll all come away with a sense of community and possibility. So does Miami dancer Andrea Yamas, an eighth grader at South Miami Middle School.
Yes, I think it will change people's minds, because just the fact that people are getting together to bring people's attention to it will cause people to be more aware of it, and I'm just really proud to be a part of it.
Get enough people feeling that way, and maybe they can start to turn the tide. I'm Jordan Levin in Miami.